Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. Today we are taking a look at Proverbs chapter 25, the very last verse, verse 28. It says in this verse, "Like a city that is broken into and without walls is a man who has no control over his own spirit." In biblical days, there were walled cities, and these walled cities were a picture of the people's attempt to bring protection to the city and those living in it by building high walls and a front gate that was guarded and locked at night. A walled city had the best protection from enemies, and those walled cities were guarded by archers that would be on top of the walls, always keeping an eye out, looking for any potential enemy attack, so that the people who lived in the city could live with a sense of well-being and freedom and ease. Here in verse 28 in Proverbs 25, the comparison is made between a city that's been broken into without walls, the walls have been broken down, compared to a man who has no control over his own spirit. A city that's been broken into and the walls have been broken down and the gates have been burned is a city that the enemy has had victory over. The enemy has come in and run over all of the attempts to keep him out. And as in the days of when the Israelites were taken into captivity to Babylon, the days of Nehemiah and Ezra, Jerusalem had this very situation. The gates had been burned. The walls were broken down. The city had been overrun by the enemy, and it was in a terrible condition. In a situation like that, the enemy can come in and do anything he pleases. And so it is with a person who has no rule over his own spirit. The spirit man is that part of the person that God has created, that's the eternal person, the eternal being inside of you. And God intended for your spirit man to be filled with the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. And if you're a born-again Christian, then you have God or the Holy Spirit, Jesus, living inside of you. But a person who does not guard their spirit, is not diligent about it, will end up just like this proverb describes. You could say that person ends up being run over by the enemy, even though it is not God's will, it's not God's design, it's not his desire for you to be conquered and overcome by the enemy. Jesus said that he overcame the world. Be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. And those who have accepted Jesus have that overcomer's anointing, because it says we're more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. We're more than conquerors. We're overcomers. That's the intent or the will of God for a person. But there are certain guidelines given to us in the Bible, in Scripture, that show us how we are to guard our spirit, how we're to be vigilant about it, how we are to be watchful over the wiles or the schemes of the enemy. Paul the Apostle wrote, "We are not ignorant of his devices," referring to Satan. Paul also warned in his writings, "Don't give the devil a foothold." Or I like to say, don't give the devil a landing pad in your life. A Christian can give the enemy a landing pad or a foothold by certain choices that are made in life. If you're not diligent to guard your spirit, Satan can end up running in to your city, so to speak, burning your gates and bringing the enemy in without much resistance. But how do you guard your spirit so that you don't end up like a city that's broken into and without walls? What does a person look like who has that situation? The person who is like that city that's broken into and without walls is overrun by the enemy. They don't resist the devil. They can't resist the devil. Satan beats up on them. Satan torments them with thoughts. Satan is able to influence that person, keep them from having victory. They are not able to avoid or resist sin. They are just overrun by the enemy's influences. You see this in someone who's fallen into drug addiction or alcohol addiction, food addiction, or addiction to pornography or even other kinds of unclean materials. That person is like that city that's been broken into and without walls. And yet God did not design us to be that way. God designed us to be able to use what he gave us as weaponry in the spirit. But if you never lift your shield of faith, the enemy can certainly send those fiery darts and land on the target. If you don't use the sword of the spirit, you certainly will be able to be overcome by the enemy, because those are absolutely critical weapons. If you don't have the helmet of salvation on your life, the enemy will be able to run you over. But God wants you to be victorious. He wants you to be that overcomer. He wants you to be that more than conqueror. How do you guard your spirit? You do it very simply by guarding the areas where your spirit has an open door. And your spirit receives input, whether it's good or bad, through several channels. One is your eye gate, meaning what you look upon with your eyes. The second is your ear gate, and that's what you hear or allow as input auditorily into your life. And your own mouth is a way of bringing input, because you're speaking things that you hear with your ears, but it becomes part of you when you begin to speak those words, as Proverbs 18:21 tells us that death and life are in the power of the tongue. The tongue is one area that's used as a way to make a deposit into your spirit man. So what kind of deposits or what kind of input are you allowing through your eye gate, through your ear gate, and through the power of your tongue? These are the areas that are either guarded by the diligent person, and therefore their gates are up strong and their wall is up and their city is protected, or they are not guarded. Person's not vigilant about it. They're not diligent. They don't even think about it. And so any old thing can come into their ear gate and eye gate. They don't resist it. They don't think about not taking that in, and they feed on it, so to speak. They take in this input. They're not careful about what they say with their mouth, and so they say any old thing, repeat whatever they hear, or in a moment of weakness, say some ungodly, unbiblical things like, I might as well just die. I'm so upset about this. Well, that's ungodly words, because God says that we are not to focus on death. God's given us life and life abundantly, and we're not to come into agreement with the enemy, whose mission statement in John 10:10 is very clear. He's come to steal, kill, and destroy. So when you come into agreement with his mission to kill you by saying it with your mouth, thinking about it with your mind, or dwelling on those thoughts, you have opened up your spirit to the enemy's influence. Don't let him run you over. You need to throw up the guard gate, put up your shield of faith, use the sword of the spirit, keep your helmet of salvation on, girded with that belt of truth. All of those things need to be in place to guard your spirit so it doesn't become overrun by the enemy. Take an inventory today and consider, are you diligent about guarding what comes in through your auditory senses, what you hear with your ears? Do you let yourself listen to ungodly speech, ungodly talk, ungodly input from the radio or the television or the movie? Do you allow that? Or do you, as soon as you hear something ungodly, say, I'm not listening to that, and turn it off? That is one way that you're guarding your spirit man. Secondly, take inventory about what you're taking in with your eyes. What are you reading? What do you spend time reading? Are you reading trashy novels? That is not putting up a guard gate over your spirit. That's letting the enemy run in and wreak havoc in your spirit. It plants unclean thoughts. It plants thoughts of fear and other things that are not biblical or in agreement with the Word of God. So what are you taking in through your eye gate? And then thirdly, what are you planting in your spirit by the power of your tongue? Are you saying things that line up with the Word of God? Or are you speaking fearful things because Satan's suggesting you should be afraid of terrorists or criminals or failure of your finances? Are you speaking those things out? When you are attacked with thoughts like that, don't repeat them. That's the enemy trying to gain entrance. When those thoughts come, rebuke them. I, by a decision of my will, line my thoughts up with the Word of God, and I shall not fear. Don't repeat what the enemy says. Repeat what God's Word says. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious week. Hi, this is Rita Langland inviting you to consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. Our partners are known as supply keepers. A supply keeper is one who helps to supply the temporal needs of a ministry that preaches the gospel over the radio waves around the world. Paul said about his own financial supporters that they were partakers of God's grace through partnership with him in the gospel. Would you like to be a partaker of God's grace by partnering with us to keep Keys to Victorious Christian Living on the air in your area? Then please call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS and ask for a supply keeper packet. We look forward to hearing from you. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.